Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career in tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk and it's Northeast. And now it's time for Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford here on Tiger Talk.
Well, good morning to everyone, and happy 2022 to everyone. We're excited about beginning classes for the spring semester of 2022. Well, our current enrollment is up about 100 to 150 students from this time last year, so we're excited about that and providing a lot of opportunity for our students in our area to be able to continue their education and continue their journey, getting their degree in whatever they have chosen to do so. But again, Happy New Year to everyone. We just completed this past week our professional development series. We had 2 days of professional development for our employees, and I would say that it was very successful in providing a lot of new ideas, new thoughts of moving forward with our current classrooms and our instruction. So we're always trying to look for new ideas and look for new ways that we can improve instruction for our students. A few announcements that we have here. First of all, our off-campus sites. We have a new graphic route for our mobile welding lab in New Albany, and that should be completed sometime this week. We have just about completed everything at our Ripley Center for our science lab. It's just about completed. We have 24 new microscopes that we're putting in there at the Corinth Center. We're upgrading our technology and our Wi-Fi and our multipurpose rooms, and where we have conferences and things like that. So we are getting that more up to speed and more user-friendly, and new TVs, large screen TVs, and as I said, the Wi-Fi and the technology there will be much, much better. Also, we are installing a welding lab at the Corinth facility, and this is something that's really needed because the welders that are in high demand in a lot of industries throughout our area. So certainly we're wanting to help with the lack of skilled workers throughout throughout our area. A few instruction updates that we have. Are proud to say that our early childhood technology received a grant from the Mississippi State Department of Health for $398,580. And we're currently working on formulating a budget for these funds. So this is certainly going to help out our early childhood technology program. A grant there of $398,580. Also, as most of you know, we have an ongoing and have had an ongoing instruction in our Corinth Regional Prison Facility. We are currently trying to get the Pell Grant installed there for those incarcerated individuals to use to pay their tuition. But we just received a Ready for Pell Initiative grant of $120,000, and it's been awarded to help from the Ascendium Group, Ascendium Education Group, and Jobs for the Futures Group presented this to us, and the grant is to be used for putting software, hardware, and personnel in place to assist the prison students with filling out the college applications and FAFSA and those type of things. Prison students currently will be, when we get this completed, we should be eligible for Pell Grants starting in the fall of 2023. This is going to provide an easier avenue for all incarcerated individuals to receive some type of training or some type of beginning to an educational journey, that when they get out, they will have something that they can go into and not return to the criminal ways in which they were involved with prior to that. So the idea is for the incarcerated individuals to get out and not go back into the prison population. So we usually have about 10 to 12 of those each semester that take courses and classes. And there's a lot of different things that you could do. So please contact us there if you have someone who's incarcerated and get them started on an educational journey. Right now, Northeast, as all the other higher ed institutions and also K-12, we're battling the COVID situation. We have, I wouldn't say a large number, but we have a small number, medium number of students that are on quarantine, either because they tested positive or they were in contact with someone who has tested positive. So we're battling that, and we're going to figure out a way to navigate through that. We have some employees that are out too, but all of our employees can telework and work from home with their classes and provide online classes through Canvas platform and various other things that we have for our instructors and our students to correspond with each other and make sure the material and information in the class gets from the instructor to the student. So we're continually moving forward with battling through the COVID. And as I've always said, we're going to figure out a way to navigate through this and not hinder instruction and not hinder our daily routine. Outdoor classrooms that we had started, we are well underway with those. Construction continues with the site preparation has already begun. Steel for the projects is anticipated to be delivered in May, so a short period of time after that, they should be completed and ready to go, especially for the summer and the fall of 22. Our Seth Pounds renovation right now, we're meeting with architects, drawing plans, doing an asbestos removal of asbestos, and getting that project ready to go and move forward. That's going to be a great addition to the campus. Our tennis court resurfacing is complete. So we have our four tennis courts have been resurfaced and painted and ready to go for our tennis season, which starts this semester. We're notified that we got approval from the Arbor Day Foundation to be again named a Tree Campus USA. Northeast Mississippi Community College is one of four schools with that distinction. Mississippi State, University of Mississippi, and University of Southern Mississippi, and Northeast Mississippi Community College are four of the schools that have that distinction in the state of Mississippi. Our Phase 2 MDOT project is considering. We have Veterans Drive, which is currently closed. The crosswalks are under construction, and we're continuing to complete that project, and hopefully we'll be finished by late spring. So we have a lot of things going on, a lot of athletic activities. Our basketball teams are going on full speed. So we have a lot going on. The semester's off to a great, great start. And we want to thank everyone for all of their contributions, especially our employees and our faculty and all of our staff, the things that they do for Northeast and for our students in making this really a student-centered institution and a student-centered classroom. So we want to thank everyone for their contributions. Northeast could not be the premier institution it is without the folks that we have. So again, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right, Dr. Ford, and we thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. Special thanks to Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford and Michael H. Miller for putting this podcast together. If you or someone you know want to further their education through academics, career, and technical, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast Mississippi Community College a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Until next time, go Tigers!